عليه وسلم. For Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the source of inspiration were two. It was the Quran and it was the explanation of Quran. The explanation of Quran, we normally say it's Sunnah. Allah Tabarakullah says, we revealed you to explain. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. لِتُبَيِّنَ means that you will explain it so well to the people what we wanted from them. So normally a bayan is what we call a bayan of speech. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's bayan was a bayan of the person himself. Sometimes there was no word. Sometimes it was his body. It was his action. It was to see something happening and to understand. That is why they would say, when someone said, what was his character? They said, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. That whatever Quran wanted is what he was. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. You have been sent to explain it very well to the people, what we want from them. What it means is Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a mirror for me and you. So you're going to stand in front of that mirror. And if you're not fitting the size, it means the clothing is not going to change. We have to go on diet. The clothing is not going to change. That is the size. If you fit, you get entry into paradise. If you're not fitting, you can't expect the clothing to stretch. He was made as the model. You have to go into the model. In this world, people do exercise for amazing things. And they lose that weight. The hardest thing to do is lose weight. But you'll see the boy who's getting married. He'll take off from class also. You ask him, where is he at the moment? He's not eating, he's not sleeping, he's just exercising. He says, for what? He says he's getting married. We say, girls supposed to do that. They're supposed to worry of their weight. We're boys. But nowadays the world changed. The boy is worried. I have to meet a 10. You can change your weight just for the worry of getting the girl. Already he got the girl. She already said yes. For me, I find it very amazing. She said yes already. Now whether you turn you fat, she's stuck. But still he's doing his exercise. But me and you, we got a date with Almighty Allah. But there's no guarantee Allah is going to say yes to any of us. That guarantee is not. Yet nobody is worried about, am I fitting into the mold? This لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, we have sent you to make it clear to the people what we want from them. Ulama have mentioned so beautifully that in this world, whether you're wealthy, whether you're poor, whether you're big, whether you're small, whether you thin, whether you're not thin, handsome, not handsome. In the normal works of the world, every person has a position, has a job, has a responsibility. That responsibility, if it's getting fulfilled, no one will worry of any other factor. At the madrasa where we are, when we started the madrasa, one person came, he said, I'm a builder. Just amazing it is, he got one eye problem. I think he's practically blind in the one eye. So that one eye, when you look at it, it don't look nice. Some of the students started calling him Dajjal. He don't look nice, that eye. But when the building comes right. Once he got the first building right, no one worried about how the eye is. That you're not handsome makes no difference as long as the work is getting done. As long as the work is getting done. But let's go the other way around. Let's say someone came to the site. He tip top, clothing, shoes, shining shoes. He entered it, he looked so well, he looked in the mirror a few times, he combed his hair. But he couldn't put up that one wall. He could not put up the one wall. No boss will ever go at the end of the day and say, you look so handsome, come tomorrow. Rather it is, I never get you here to be smart in my place. I got you here for some job. Using this example now, you will understand what the scholars have explained when they said, Allah gave me and you a job. And that responsibility, if it gets fulfilled, when we will reach Allah, whether the hands are rough or smooth, whether the body picked up weight or remained thin, whether the face remained handsome or gave up, whether the man met Allah standing or half bending, whether finally he was in the wheelchair or he went blind, by Almighty Allah it will be looked at, did you do what I wanted you to do? If that person did it, then you must understand the answer is yes. The answer is yes. But if everything was done besides what's supposed to be done, worse, where the worker came on site and he started behaving like his boss, that's like the worst work. He says, boss, you can't do it like this. Finally, the boss gets upset. He says, who's the boss, me or you? I'm supposed to shout you, you shouting me. You get some workers like this. The thing goes wrong, they shout the boss. That person doesn't get a job the next day. The worst action of the servant of Allah is when he forgets he's the slave of Allah. Worst action when he forgets the slave. So I will narrate these two ahadith. This is what was called the word. As for the action, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved his every word. And then he puts a mold in front of me and you. And we have to see how much are we fitting into it. If you find me a little bigger for it, then remember the mold doesn't stretch. We will have to go on a diet. An effort will have to be made to fit in this mold. You get in the mold, the answer is yes. You look like my beloved, you my beloved. You look like my beloved, you are my beloved. You don't fit in the mold, then you have not done what I wanted you to do. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ There are three qualities required. Only three. Whoever has three qualities, يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ حَتْفَ Allah will make his death most easy. Allah will make his death most easy. وَأَدْخَلَهُ جَنَّةٌ And Allah will open his doors. You will get your Jannah there and there. You will get a death which you don't even feel that pain. So nice you just go and so nice you just enter. So nice you just go and so nice you just enter. Meaning you will leave first class and you will reach first class. In this world, if ever someone tells you traveling first class, you get so thrilled. They say, but you have to make sure three things you do before the flight. Immediately you take out your phone. Even if whole night you have to sit doing it, you'll do it. Why? They'll say, are you not sleeping? You say, I'm traveling first class. I'll sleep in first class. But I'll make sure I get my first class. I only need three things. And the three things is not really so hard. But because our nature has become such that we have become used to doing what we're not supposed to do. The body has become bigger than what it's supposed to. Rifkun bidda'if. That there will always be someone in front of me and you who's weaker than me and you. Da'if. There'll always be someone stronger, but there'll definitely be someone weaker. With the stronger one, everyone behaves good. Everyone behaves good. Rifkun bidda'if. You will have to remain soft with the one weaker than you. You will have to remain soft with the one weaker. It's very hard, but remember we got a mold. There will be a time where me and you are also going to be weak. That's called the time of death. At that time you will see an angel coming and you will be begging the angel with no voice. Please take it easy with me. All will be asked at that time, when you had strength, did you take it easy with the one who was weak? If I take it easy with the weaker, the stronger the angel will make it easy with me. Rifqun bi dhaif. You will go easy, you will enter easy. Because once death comes, weakness is ours except if Allah gives strength. So the body is weak before dying. The angel then comes. The angel will look, was he soft to the weak when he was strong? The tick is there, the angel will say, I'll be soft to him. You'll enter in the grave, no strength in the grave for anyone. No strength for anyone. The wealthy people enters the grave poor. The poor enters poor. The strong enters without muscle. The weak enters without muscle. Whoever enters the grave as a boss, there's no boss in the grave. But when you enter the grave weak, the grave will look at the report. When he had strength, did he behave like a boss or he behaved like a slave? That one mold. Me and you also got a work in this world. If that work gets fulfilled, the pay comes. The grave will look how he behaved. Everyone's going to be weak in the grave. But for some, the grave will open up. And for some, the grave will close. Rifqun bi dhaif. We will stand on the plains of Qiyamah. There's no boss on that day. Everyone will be weak on that day. But the shade of Almighty Allah will search. The one who behaved easy with the weak on that day will find Allah will behave easy with him. Every stage after that means weakness, except if Allah gives strength. Every stage. You will stand in front of the scales. Who will be strong at that time? The scales will just be moving. A man will think, I got enough. Then somebody will come and he said, you did me down in the world. You did me down. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu came. What words he said. Jihad was for them the peak of everything. He said, akhbirni, tell me now and now, meaning I'm going tomorrow to the battle. Tell me now. If I am martyred, muqbil, ghair, mudbir, my front is facing the enemy, not my back. I am running to the enemy, not running away. Will I not be in Jannah? Nabi Sallallahu said, indeed. There's no question about it. You gave your life for Allah. The man leaves. He's already on the verge. I'm giving my name, going, calls him back. He says, Jibreel came right now to tell me. Repeat your question. He said, I go in the battle. I'm killed in the manner. I am attacking the enemy, not showing my back. I am hoping of reward. There's no riya in it. I am fully sincere. I got every ingredient for Jannah. He said, Jibreel said, tell him, illa dain, that if you owing people money, you did them down, then Jannah is not full. Illa dain. He said, now and now he came and told me, illa dain. What a mold, that the thing don't stretch. It won't stretch. I would have thought it would have stretched for that matter. Desirous of meeting Allah. Desirous of reward. Fighting with no riya. Going front. When an arrow is coming, whoever looks at the arrow, you turn. You give your shoulder to it. Now the enemy is coming, you turn and you run. He said, I don't run, I'll go into the enemy. We would have really thought that the mold would have stretched a little for him. There is only one problem, you owed some people, Allah will sort it out, don't worry. He said, Jibreel came now and told me, illa dain, that he's owing people money, he never make arrangements for it. Tell him the mold is, this is the mold. You'll have to get in the mold, even if you have to lose weight, lose that weight. You'll have to get in the mold somehow. The mold doesn't stretch. Rifqun bi dhaif, there will be times on those days, the man will think, I got enough. And the scales will tell him a different story, weak again. Rifqun bi dhaif, but he was soft when somebody else was weak. Rifqun bi dhaif. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib would speak so much about this. He would say, the man in front of the sheikh, Even he looks like Junaid Baghdadi. He looks down. The Shaykh gives a bayan. Wah, wah, subhanallah. The tasbih is in his hand. He says, he looks like a sheep in my majlis. But he goes home and he becomes a lion. He becomes a lion. Rifkun bidda'if. He says, the man then says, I got a problem, an anger problem. Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say, you are a liar. If you had an anger problem, why you never shout your Shaykh? Why in front of the Shaykh you never showed it? You got no anger problem. In front of the Shaykh, someone dropped water on you. Immediately you said, no problem, no problem. Because you knew your khilafah will go. But when you go home, he said, then you abuse. He said, where did the anger come? Had there been an anger problem? He said, the man is shouting his wife, then someone knocks on the door. Just when they knocked. One time when Jamaat knocked at my door, I was on the verge of going the next day. We were flying. So when you're flying next day, that night you're not sleeping. You're packing. That's the worst time someone to knock at your door. And because other person will knock, they'll say, Maulana, make dua for us. Say, Allah reward you, I'll take you all out, go, Allah will. But when it's an Arab Jamaat don't know, Maulana. They say, come out. I say, I'm flying tomorrow. He said, we're all flying. Time is short. I'm already now worried, I need to go in, there's a little bit hours left. He said, come, I'll tell you one story. Give me one story, I told him, give me another story. Give me a third, second one. I said, one more, I'm late, but I need one more. I said, I'll take your stories to the country I'm going to. These are some unique stories. First story he gave me. He said, the Jamaat reached a man's house, and they were fighting like anything. On the verge of divorcing his wife, he hears someone knock at the door. So you go and you get shocked and you see a nice Arab Jamaat. You say, Arab, where you love coming, you look after me. Suddenly he came out, he's smiling like, how are you? So the Arab said to him that, you're not going to invite us for a cup of tea. And now he looked shocked. Who's going to make the tea? He's going to make the tea. He don't know how to make tea. He says, just 1 minute. He goes inside, he goes to his wife. He says, please don't disgrace me today. Not today. Please make that tea for me. Please make tea for you. Get lost. Please make tea for me. Don't disgrace me. She just kept quiet and she started making the tea. And he goes in the lounge and he's sitting like nothing happened. As long as he's hearing something's happening there. And then they started speaking. As they're speaking, he's listening. She is listening. And the man is explaining to him about Allah and about Deen and about Sunnah. Such an explanation at such a time. By the time the tea reached also, the heart of two people melted. Both of them agreed. When he saw the tea coming, he went to fetch it in the kitchen. He said sorry. She said sorry. Later on, he told the Jamaat, you all saved my marriage. So this Arab is saying, they said to him, we never saved your marriage. The problem was, in your house, there was no mercy. In your house, there was everything besides Allah. He says, at least today, you allowed the guest of Allah in your house. When the guest of Allah entered the house. When Allah entered while we sat, it was only mercy of Allah's spreading. Only mercy. That mercy hit you and it went into the kitchen also. Rahmat Allah, the mercy of Allah fell. While she was making the tea, he said, we never go in the kitchen. Allah's mercy went in the kitchen. He said, you brought today the mercy of Allah. Immediately your marriage got saved. Said, bring Allah in your life every day, you'll have no problems. Rifkun bidda'if. I told him, I'll take the story somewhere. The next day I traveled, we made a few trips, we landed in Canada. In Canada, my friend got a message, there's one masjid on the road, they want us to stop. So he's saying to me that it's going to make the whole schedule go out of place. And no one even comes there. And that Imam Sahib is persisting, you must come, you must come. How long the program will be? Only after Asr for 15 minutes. And this man is saying, we're going to go 1 hour out. And finally I said, hey, you know what, just make him happy, man. He'll remember for life. Just go there, we'll make salam to him. We landed there. There was a few people who came, they said, women are there, men are there, it might have been 20, 25 people. It's not out, it's out of the way. I was so tired when I reached there. When I sat there, I said, you know, I'm so tired. So whatever comes to my mind, I'll say it. I said, come, I'll tell you all one incident of one Jamaat who saved a marriage. Then I mentioned the second incident. I can't even remember the second incident so well. But I remember this one because what happened afterwards. So then I mentioned this incident. I made salam to a few people. We got in the car, we carried on. On the way, the person driving me, the Imam phones me. He says, amazing what happened. A husband and wife came to the masjid. Both of them were fighting like cats and dogs. Before leaving in the car, they were fighting. In the car, he was telling her, and I'm thinking of divorcing you. He said, they walked into the program like that. She wanted divorce, he wanted to give divorce. When they went back in the car, each one said sorry. They made a call to the Imam that you saved our marriage. Saved our marriage. When I thought of that, I said, that Imam, that Arab Jamaat. So when I mentioned this later on, I said, think of it like this. Allah loves unity in family so much. For the sake of one couple in one area of Canada, Allah made a Jamaat from Makkah reach at the right time. Caught me at the right time. Pulled me out of the house at the right time. Made me late for packing at the right time. Took me all the way to that masjid just so I can say it to save his marriage. How that unity? How much? Rifqun bidda'if. Be kind with the one who is weaker. And you will see the mercy of Allah will always be with us who are all weak. But when you will behave like a boss, then you must know what we have been ordered to do, we not do. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ The Nabi of Allah was that mold. He conquers Makkah Mukarram as a conqueror in the world of bowls. He got knocked for 6, 6, 6, 6. Then he somehow manages to get that ball through and he gets a wicket. As soon as he gets that wicket, he runs and he puts his hands like this, that there is no one like me. That is why sports taught the children of the world, do little and think you are God. Do little and think you are God. Master of humanity enters Makkah Mukarrama as the victor. He already sees the whole world is his. He's already seen the pictures of the Hajj. That 124,000 was nothing. He already saw millions. He said, I saw my ummah. More than half of humanity on Jannah will be mine. He said, 2/3 will be mine. And horizon, horizon. He said, what's this? Your ummah, your ummah, your ummah. He beat every other Nabi in getting that numbers. But how he enters? His hand never ever went down. Rather, his head went down in sajda. Even if it wasn't the time to make sajda, he was on an animal, he would put the head on the back of it. Wherever I can make that sajda, the head never went down. Rifqun bidda'if. No one is a boss in this world. We are all weak, but there's definitely someone weaker under us. You show your kindness to the one under, and you have now started fitting in the mold. The remaining two are based on this. Shafaqatun ala al-walidain. There will be a time when your parents will become weak and old. How they looked after us when we were strong, we will have to do the same when we are strong. They looked after us when we were weak. We'll have to do the same when we become strong, they become weak. Same. Rifqun bidda'if. compassion to your parents, wa ihsanun ila al-mamluk. And if there is a slave, now there's no slaves. If there is a worker under us, then not only you have to be just with him, but you will have to show kindness to the one under. Same, rifqun bidda'if. May Allah tabarakala make us true workers in the court of Almighty Allah. It's not going to look at size, it's not going to look at handsome, not handsome. By Almighty Allah, even if the builder got that one broken eye, but he put up the wall, he's going to get paid. Me and you, it's going to be seen how he behaved. He behaved as a slave. He was always soft. He never thought he's the boss. He did what he had to do. Then Allah Tabarakallah will say yes. May Allah Tabarakallah say yes to every one of us. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.